Hi guys, it's me again, Jade Capri, and I will try to do shorter podcasts, sometimes with ladies, sometimes by myself, just so you have something to listen in between posts and blogs and everything else that I try to do. So I have a list of funny things that happened to me, and I was thinking, well, maybe I talk to them about it and I tell them so you can see my funny side or the funny things that happened to me. I mean, I have a lot of funny things that happened to me, and here is one of them. So I have this gas station where I like to put my gas on because they had good prices before, and now we have new gas stations, but I just rather keep, you know, my money there where they treat me well before. So I continue to go to the same one. And the other day I was there, kind of in a hurry. You know, when you're in a hurry, things happen. And I put my card in, and I didn't park the car too close to, so I had to pull the hose a little. And I had already put the card and selected and everything, and I just had to choose which gas. So, mind you, I go there because I like the price of the gas. So what happened to me? The hose. When I pull the hose, it decides to choose for me the premium gas. You know, the most expensive one. And I was like so annoyed because it was like 35 cents, you know, more a gallon. And not that my car don't deserve my white Ferrari, but I was like, damn it. And then I'm like, you know when you do something that you're like annoyed, but you keep doing just because? That's what I did. I'm like, you know what? Do you want a good guess? I'm going to give you a good guess because I'm talking to my car. I know, crazy. Okay. A lesson from this one, even if you're in a hurry, don't try to be in a hurry because then you're going to get burned out. So, you know, like when you, another thing, you know, when you go grocery shopping and then like you don't want to do like 2 trips to your car outside, especially when it's snowing or rain, and you try to fit out in your hands. Well, that's me. I have like 37 bags of grocery, you know, in my arms, and like I break my arms, but I don't do 2 trips to my car to pick up stuff. So I did that like, I don't know, last week, and I had like a box, like a little box of toothpaste, and that toothpaste ripped the bag, dropped the glass container of tomato sauce that I was going to use for my pasta. So I had to clean that in the rain, and I had no tomato sauce. So, lesson of the day, do not carry everything at once, or if you do, I don't know, don't have toothpaste box in your bags, in your grocery bags. And this is not sounding very natural because I'm here, Ruby's right there. I told her, or you participate or you leave, because that makes me like feel weird, you know, recording something with her just listening to me, even if she's not. Have you had those times like when you go to a shower and you forget your towel, and then you have to come out of shower, wet the whole entire bathroom to go get a towel? Well, this happened to me. But the problem is that my bathroom, I put those porcelain tile. It looks really nice, but it's slippery as hell. So that's a true story. I went to... She was laughing at me. So stupid. So I went to get the damn towel, and I slipped, and I almost break an arm. I'm like, are you serious? Yeah, I called my brother because he helped me put those tiles on, and I'm like, that's all your fault. So yeah, be careful. Be careful out there because, yeah, you can break an arm and a leg. Imagine me doing like lineups with a cast. I would like be limping in there with a cast, and then like, okay, you part of me, you get to sign my cast.
You should tell about the time you slipped and laid down.
You see what it is? She's right there, you know, like laughing because I tell her, do you have anything funny to say about you? And you know she has. She just don't want to tell you guys, so you're going to laugh at her. But until the end of this, we're going to get her to talk. But there was one day that we were like for our photo shoot, right? Yeah, that was it. Mm-hmm. we were bringing our stuff back to the car in the morning, and I slip and fall with my bag. I didn't want to put my carry-on. I didn't want to put my carry-on on the snow because, you know, like how the snow gets all dirty, people driving over. So I didn't want to like roll. And I was wearing like no heels or nothing. It was my sneakers, a pair of sneakers. And then I slip and I fall on my ass, like, it hurt. I mean, I could have got really hurt. And she started laughing at me. I mean, I was so mad, you know, like, I was so mad. And I was like, I could have done without the laugh. And then she just shut her mouth, like, was like, you know when you tell a kid, like, they're doing something wrong or you call their name? Ruby, and she look at you like with the like bug eye face. That's what she did. And then she stopped. Now I was mad. I'm like, are you gonna help or are you gonna laugh? Right. Do you guys have like sometimes noises at the house that you have to go look for? And I don't know, usually the noises in my house happen when I'm in the shower. So I had this one time, I was taking a shower and I heard, like, it was a really loud, like, loud noise. And I'm like, what is it? Because I'm thinking it's the dog, right? Like, I don't know, doing something, drop something. So I went to look and I didn't go past the bedroom door. I just went to look. I'm like, oh, okay, nothing. And later on, after a while, after, like, I did my hair and everything.
Jesse, come to the office, please.
Thanks, office. So I went to the laundry room. Remember the day I posted that picture that I was doing my laundry? So yeah, that day. It was like a huge bottle of detergents, like laundry soap. And the movement of the washer made the tank fall, and the tank was semi-open, and the whole entire bottle was it was a brand new bottle. And I was actually excited because I didn't have to buy like soap for 4 months. The whole tank was spilled on the floor. I was so mad, you know, like I just want to walk away. I just want to like leave the house and do nothing. But then I'm like, you know, I better do this now. So that was one of the
Jay?
Yes.
Ruby in there with you?
No. Yes, yes, she is.
Who needs to know what you guys ordered?
What? Salad, spring salad.
Salad and pretzels and a burger.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's go back to what's important here, not Ruby's food. Well, mine too. We just ordered from the Bunny Bar. That salad is really good, actually.
It is.
Yeah, I just don't like when they put kale. I feel like kale is something you have to eat cooked. And you know what I heard? I actually heard that kale is supposed to be cooked. It has more nutrients.
Like warm kale salad is so good.
Yeah, I don't like the hard stuff, you know? Mm. I feel like that type of vegetable is supposed to be cooked.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for me. I actually don't like it. So the next time I heard a very loud noise. Oh, no, actually, this time, this next one I'm going to tell you, it wasn't in the shower. I was actually sleeping. And then, of course, I'm like, I'm too scared to go look what it is. I stayed in bed. Like, who hears a really loud noise in a house and don't go look what it is? Mm-hmm. Anyways, I was scared. I didn't want to go look. So next day in the morning, I'm walking and I walk inside my closet. And what do I see? The whole entire, like, how do you call that thing that you put the hangers on? In the closet?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. You know that thing that you put, like, you hang the hangers in there? So the whole entire section, it was on the floor. That's why. And I'm like, oh, okay, it rang that was the loud noise that I heard. So I have to call my neighbor to come and help me. That poor neighbor. I mean, I could have done myself. It's just that I didn't have the tools I needed. Maybe I should buy a box of tools and have there. The other noise that I heard, what it was? Let me try to remember. Oh, that's what made me think, because I want to tell you guys, because I was thinking, wait a second, every noise that I hear is when I'm in the shower. Yeah, that's what it was. So I have a little closet my brother made for me by my shower. And I put in there, like, whatever, toiletries? She's no help. So I had my nail polish in there, and I didn't know it was that until I look, because I'm like, okay, I should be better about this. I should go look for the noises, what happened, you know, because maybe one day somebody's in the house. I don't know. That just scared me. I went to look for, and then sure enough, it was the bottle of nail polish on the floor. So that was it. Come on, Ruby, come here. You sound like the Exorcist girl, you know, like turning the head.
I'm still in the water.
No, you're not. Oh my gosh, the other day when I opened my sparkling water, the whole water was like bursting out of the bottle.
That's what you get.
Yeah, I wanted you to do that to my fresh makeup and hair. I would like remove each hair from you, one by one. Okay, so tell me something funny that happened. Do your cats ever like run in your apartment and they just like destroy stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Wait, were you recording this whole time?
Yeah.
When I was making noises?
Yes. I decided that, you know, that was
a
it.
Trap.
Wait a second, guys. Who is... Like, which room is this? Mine. What can I do in my room? Whatever I want. I'm recording.
I hate you.
So about the cats.
God, I should have thought about what I wanted to say more. Yeah, they run around.
Oh, that's exciting. Like when you come home. Do you ever find something in the floor and you're like, oh, I want to kill you, but I love you, I'm not going to kill you?
No, they don't really get into stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you ever feel like putting a camera in there to see what they're doing?
Oh, it'd be so boring.
Yeah?
They just sleep.
I think when I leave...
I don't know, Waylon, like, beats up Holly sometimes.
Is Waylon a boy or a girl?
A boy.
I don't know. That sounds like a girl's name. I'm sorry.
No,
so, how do you know that? Have you seen?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
he's the
Nikki.
Alpha. So he like, yeah, he beats her up. But you know what? Sometimes Holly asks for it. Like, she'll annoy him, you know?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's kind of... I know, she's a little twat sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I think? What my dog does?
What?
When I leave, I close the door and I think he lifts his little paw and he gives me the middle finger. And then he goes around the house doing everything that he's not supposed to.
Oh, your dog's so cute.
Oh, no, he is.
I think I like your dog more than you like your dog.
Oh, I love him.
No, I think I love him.
Oh, yeah, because Ruby has more love than I have for my dog, you know? Yeah, I want to see you go, like, bait him, you know, and brush his hair. He hates when I brush his tail. He tried to bite me one time when I was brushing his tail.
See, he wouldn't do that to me.
Oh, yeah, he would. And so... Stop being nosing my stuff. Nobody told you can go through, okay? I think he gives me the cold shoulder sometimes when I come home.
Yeah.
Like if I take too long to come home and I ask a friend to go, like, you know, have him out.
Mm-hmm.
He gives me the cold shoulder. He don't come to me, you know? And it's like, he wants the cookies I'm gonna give to him, but he don't wanna, like, give in.
Yeah, Waylon gives me the cold shoulder if I've been gone for a while. He ignores me.
Really?
Yeah. Like, when I went to Europe for a month, I came back.
Mm-hmm.
And he hissed at me.
What?
He was so angry at me that I left for so long.
Who stayed with your cats?
I had a friend take care of them.
Uh-huh.
It's really nice.
Yeah, my backyard. It takes so much work.
Yeah.
My lion in the back, you know, like the wind is so bad that like my it took the paint off some of my vases outside. I have to repaint.
The wind?
Yeah, the wind, the weather, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was so annoyed I had to repaint. I did so much work last year, you know, in the summer.
Uh-huh.
I was so annoyed. So, you know, like, so Ruby is going to be gracious enough to tell us what happened to her. Like, one of the funny stories that happened to her.
It's really embarrassing, though.
Is it?
I'm sure. I don't know.
We all have embarrassing stuff, you know, like to say.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to say that? I almost, like, I thought it was just like really old people that fall, you know, in the bathroom. And there I am, almost broke my arm for being stupid.
Okay,
oh, that would make me remind another story. Tell yours and I tell mine.
Okay. So I was like 9 years old. And
oh my gosh, this was just her cracking her neck.
And I was like a really small child and I wasn't very strong. And we had cats when I was little. So I was in charge of like cleaning the litter box and my mom made me like, we were cleaning out the whole box, so she had me, like, take all of the litter from the box in a garbage bag and, like, throw it down in the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really small and, like, short, and so the dumpster was, like, a lot taller than me.
Uh-huh.
And litter is freaking heavy, and this was, like, back in the day where lightweight litter didn't exist, you know?
It's, like, sand?
Yeah, it's really heavy, like
especially
just regular litter.
Uh-huh.
So the dumpster was just like so tall that I couldn't like reach to put it over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I just didn't like leave it by the side of the dumpster, but I was really determined to get it into the dumpster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so- I know where that's going.
The bag and I'm like, you know, have it like in, I'm holding it in both hands and I have it like slung behind my back, you know,
uh-huh.
And I'm gonna like sling it like over into the dumpster. And of course I'm not freaking strong enough to do that.
Uh-huh.
So it like gets only halfway and it just kind of like falls on me and the bag like is open when it falls on me.
Oh, the whole piece
and all the litter fell, like, shout, like, rained over me pretty much. I was so upset. I ran back to my house and my mom had to, like, bathe me and stuff.
Did you pick it up?
No!
You just left there? Oh my god.
No, after that I was so traumatized. I think my mom like went down and like handled it after
mm-hmm.
she gave me like, you know, a bath. But yeah, it was, I don't even know. I mean, I guess that's kind of funny.
That is.
Now,
I mean,
but in the moment it was not funny. I was crying so much.
I know,
it
right?
It was so gross. But you know what? Now I feel like since that happened to me, I don't have like an issue with litter at all.
I don't get grossed out at all.
Like, uh-huh. I have a, it's called the litter robot, and it's like a self-cleaning litter box.
Oh, that, uh-huh, I know. That one that has the big one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Looks like a little spaceship. But anyway, so when I was just moving
recently.
It does,
it has light and everything, right?
Yeah. I was just moving recently, so I had to, like, empty out all the litter, and, like, I wanted to clean inside of it.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing this while, like, one of my friends was helping me pack, and she was like, oh my God, that's so gross. Like, how are you doing that? I'm like, this doesn't even faze me.
It's like cleaning the butt of your baby.
I know. Yeah. They're like my children.
I mean,
but when I was nine, I didn't really think of it like that. I was just really grossed out.
Not, I don't have a baby, but I cleaned so many butts, like little butts. Like my nephews, I have like 100 of them, and I helped raise all of them.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest niece, she's 6 years older than me. So I was six when I started helping raising kids.
Oh, God. That's when my brother was born, when I was six.
Oh, yeah? So. And then, like, I dropped my nephew and I broke his shoulder.
Oh my God!
But what do you expect? It's like an 8-year-old carrying a baby? So I was trying, because I saw my brother, like, you know, hanging the baby, you know, on his shoulder, like, because they like it to play, right? Mm-hmm. And I tried to do the same, but then he went over my shoulder and I couldn't grab him.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
I know. He reminds me until today that I broke his shoulder.
Mm. Can we go eat?
Hold on. I have a couple more things to say.
Wait, can't we do it after?
This is what I have to do every day.
Jay, I'm hungry.
Oh my God. Okay, her belly's full now. Now she's really nice to talk to me. And she want to tell me more experiences. So, have you had any funny thing happen? Like, have you done a funny thing because of a boy? At any age?
Like, embarrassed myself in front of a guy?
That could work too. I did so many times. So many times.
I don't know. I don't really put myself in a position to be embarrassed.
Oh, por favor. Please. You know what I did when I was...
I don't, because I'm not like... I'm definitely not the kind of girl that, like, approaches guys or, like...
Oh, I don't approach neither. But, okay, when I was, let's say, I was in, it was past 11, because I remember it was another address, because another school that I was going to, maybe 12 or something. And I used to make a huge detour, and I walked to go to school, and the school's far. I used to make a huge detour to just walk in front of this boy's house and just to look at the house, because I never saw him.
Oh my God.
In the time I saw him, I walked like it was nothing, like I lived around there. And then he found out where I lived, and he asked me one time, and he's like, I always see you walking in there. I'm like, you do? I'm like, probably I got like purple, you know?
Yeah.
Like I got so red, because I can't feel my cheeks. When I get really red, I feel it. It's mm-hmm. burning.
My first boyfriend, it was mandatory to take like a, you know, like PE class.
Uh-huh.
So I hated PE.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked my boyfriend. So I would like always skip the first 15 minutes of PE class, because my boyfriend, you know, he was a senior, so he like got out early, uh-huh. you know. So when he was getting out, like his last class was ending, and that's when my PE class started. So when I would always say like bye to him, and I would always like skip the first 15 minutes, and eventually like they were marking me absent. And, like, they were going to mark me, like, as truant if I...
As what?
Truant, like...
What is that?
Like, you get in trouble. Like, you aren't there, but you don't have, like... It's not excused.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, like, bad.
After how long it took them to do that?
Probably, like, a month and a half.
And then your love story was over?
No, I dated him for, like, 5 years almost.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
wow.
My first serious relationship.
Mm-hmm. But nothing embarrassing happened? Just tell us.
I don't know. I don't think, like, I've really... I mean, like... like, I've been a brat before in front of my boyfriends.
Like fighting with his friends or...
Yeah.
Because his friends want to take him away from you.
No, my ex-boyfriends have had a really bad taste in friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never done, like, anything... Oh, wait. Okay, I can think of something.
Oh, the truth's coming out.
Yeah, I can think of something. Okay, so my last boyfriend, it was, like, one of our first dates. And not really, like, a date. We had already gone on our first date. But we were hanging out with, like, a bunch of his friends, and we all met at his house. And then we were going to go out that night. And I decided that I wanted to wear heels.
Uh-huh.
And his house, like, the driveway was very steep.
Uh-huh.
And, like, just really, like, rocky, too. So we're going outside, and we're, like, walking to his car. And I'm trying to be really careful in these heels. And I just completely, like, lose my footing and, like, fall straight on my ass.
Oh, shit.
And in front of him and in front of all of his friends.
You were not
and,
like, hold on to him?
No, I was holding on to him, and I still fell. And, like, he didn't catch me. That should have been a red flag. And his,
I know, right?
And his, like, one of his friends who, like... He didn't have a problem with me, but he was better friends with my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend, so he still had to warm up to me.
Uh-huh.
He, like, they were driving, like, right by when it happened, and he, like, yelled out the window and laughed at me. It was so awful.
Oh, so you see, this is what you did to me when I fell in Tahoe.
Okay, that was different. I'm your friend, like...
And...
Like, it's different.
I could have broken my beautiful butt. No, but I can imagine, you know, like, in front of everybody, how...
I was so embarrassed. And I tried to laugh it off, but, you know, mm-hmm. like, they knew I was embarrassed, which...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, since you said that, I remember this was before we moved to the beach. And my sister had this bicycle, and it was the only bicycle we had. And... When she came back, like, from work, I used to go down the street, and this boy, like, he lit, and I was, like, maybe 10
mm-hmm.
or 9 or 10. I don't remember. And he used to live in a corner house. And I used to, like, take the bicycle from her after she got home from work and go take a bicycle ride and ride in front of his house. So I used to try, like, to go really fast, you know, and, mm-hmm. like, around his house and make the curve really fast. And one time I fell in front of the house
Ugh.
From the bike. Like, nobody came to help me. Like, if I had broken
Rude.
Something. I was very embarrassed. I just want to disappear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember if I did that again after I fell. I really don't remember. But nobody came to help me.
Didn't I fill up my water?
Somewhere. You left in the kitchen?
I didn't see it.
I don't know. Don't take my water now.
Wait, I just filled up that whole thing.
That wasn't just now. I think it was earlier and you left in there. So Ruby's gone for now. She has to get ready. And I have to get ready too. But I was just, you know, wanted to talk to you guys about some funny things that happen. And that is fun to laugh at things that happen to you. Because you have to agree with me. We all have embarrassing stories and things that happen to us that we wish nobody ever saw. It's actually good to talk about it. Because it makes you think about, like, how little it was and how much we worried about, right? Yeah, I don't think, like, I don't worry about things like that, you know? Like, if it happens, it happens. If people see, they see. What am I gonna do? Now, that brings me also to some comments on my videos. And it reminds me of that Jimmy Kimmel when celebrities, you know, read their mean tweets. Yeah, I mean, I don't think all of this is so mean, you know. Some are, like, unnecessary, but, I mean, what am I gonna do, right? So I have this video on YouTube about putting my pants on. And it was the time when I bought like some different new pants from Brazil, jeans from Brazil. And I'm like, yeah, it would be funny, you know, to show people me putting pants on and record that. So a friend of mine helped me, you know, doing. So let me read some comments to you. that's too funny. Thank you for the boner. Oh, you're welcome, big stuff. There's this girl, she's funny, Ella Rose. She said, the only problem I want in life. Well, Ella, I can give you some if you want to. I can assure you that sometimes, you know, it's kind of annoying because I want to wear like my little dresses. And sometimes it's not very appropriate to wear out because it gets too short as I walk. Brandon Jignac. Damn, Jade, ass off the chain, post more videos that has, ain't a problem, it's a gift. Well, I'm glad you think it's a gift, Brandon. Well, in a way it is a gift, but let me tell you, it takes a lot to maintain. GLB, he said to me, Jade, show us more of these problems. Well, I show every day on my Twitter. Take a look, it's at JadeCapri1 on Twitter. I have tons of pictures there, or you can look my website, jadecapri.com. I have tons of pictures in there. There is another guy, oh, breaking phobia. First time I just couldn't not. Is that necessary? Hit that thumbs up. That's okay. I don't expect you to. That's okay. Whoa, Willy is very graphic here. So, you should let my bleep in your ass. Well, Willy, we can talk about that for the right price. Eric Edwards. Damn, nice ass. Thank you, Eric. somebody else responded to him, I think. Yeah, to him. Called him pervert. And another person told him, bruh, it must be hard being that fucking stupid. Okay. Okay. Brad, he's like, oh, but you look so good in them. Well, thank you. I think I wore jeans with you, right? Or not. No, maybe I wore like yoga pants with you. Sam. Laughing out loud. When white girls think, capital letter, they have big butts. Okay. Well, that's the first time somebody called me white girl. Oh, no, that's the third time I had this girl. She called me, yo, white girl, you have a huge ass. But that's the first time I hear, like, I read a man call me white girl. Usually they say, I thought you were white. I am actually Latina. Is that white? I look pretty white, I think. Well, who cares anyways, right? Tori, just because you can't put pants on doesn't mean you have a fat butt. I actually realized that I'm playing a little bit, that I'm jumping a little bit much, you know? Just watch again. Cindy, but I do play Asphalt 8 Airborne. I don't even know what that means. Cindy again. Fuck her right in the pussy. Well, where do you get fucked? Jake. You don't have a big ass, so what's the problem? Yo, you're a little skinny white girl, Trina, B, black butt. You have no ass, capital letter. I'm like, okay, whatever you say, bro. F-O. Your ass ain't big, though your pants just too small. Really? Okay. Okay. Hey, the same guy. Hey, try pants that actually fit, damn it. Okay. All right, then. Tyler. You're beautiful, Jade. Well, thank you, Tyler. It's very cute of you to say. Irish fox. Jesus Christ, that's a good body. Well, thank you. I do some work on it. Probably could do more, but thank you anyways. Maximus. You know, I have wondered for a long time how it must be for a woman to squeeze into tight jeans in the morning. Actually, that's a good question because, especially in the summer or in Brazil because it's very humid, it's better if I don't put lotion in my body. Like when I'm in Brazil, I don't require so much lotion like here. But it's better because it dries, it keeps catching up in the skin, you know. And we like to wear tight jeans and very fit jeans. So that can be a problem sometimes. Prague, Bob, oh, to bury my face between your cheeks. Be my guest. Just send me an email. Michael, I have seen way, way better. But a blunt and a bottle of Jack, and I could deal with that, I guess, laughing my ass out loud. Well, let me tell you something, Michael. A blunt, a bottle of Jack, and a little bit of money? Okay. Andy, I'll slide in your... Oof, Jesus, that's very graphic. Well, I have a very good loop, so probably, if we agree, probably, I don't know. Gimp or Gimp. Such a fucking skink. I'm doing what the same thing Andy's doing, just laughing. Why do people watch things and they have the need to put a comment? Just move on. There's millions of videos out there. But I mean, if you take the time to put a comment, it must be that you really want to be there, right? Okay then. Laura, I love your butt. You're so sexy. Thank you, Laura. That's so nice coming from a girl. Thank you so much. It's very nice when girls can appreciate other girls. Wish I could see your pictures. You know what? After I'm done this, I'm gonna look your profile, see if you have some videos. Ricardo, you got issues. Ha ha ha. I know. Tell me something I don't know already. Cat, make a video taking your jeans off. That's a very good idea, Cat. Let me think about it, okay? That's a very good idea, like a follow-up, right? Let's see. May 1st. I have ideas that might help. Da, da, da. Maybe if you unroll the top back of your jeans, they might be easier to put on. And if that doesn't work, I suggest a bigger size. Oh, that's so cute, May. Thank you for your suggestion. Now, if you can see that was a play, then I don't know what to tell you. But thank you. Thumbs up. yeah. So, anyways, this is a form, like, there's some more comments in there, you know. Thank you, everybody, for comment, whether good or bad, you know. Like, you were here, whether they were good or bad, you watched it. So that's a good thing. But guys, this is something for you to learn. Like, you know, things happen to us that we might like, we might don't like it, but who cares, you know? Like, why give so much attention to something that's so not important, you know? If you get bad comments, just laugh it off. Don't let that, you know, affect your life. Like, don't. Just like, let's sliding right over your shoulder and I'm like, okay, goodbye, bad comment, right? Thank you for listening once again, and I'll try to find some more topics and keep coming the podcast because I kind of like talking to you, you know? It's easier than writing so much, and plus we get to ramble a little, you know? Sometimes ramble a little is kind of fun and funny, right? Bye-bye.